Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Is that going to fix everything, Phil?
No, it's not. And what we're talking about here is not necessarily apples and oranges, but not exactly the same thing. When BART Board President Bevin Dufty talks about local governments needing to step up, he's pretty much referring to San Francisco and Alameda County. And I'm not sure it's going to solve the problem, but what he's talking about is that there's been a tug of war, for example, in San Francisco over the homeless. San Francisco would, let's say, push them out of the streets, off the streets, and BART stations became shelters, basically. The homeless would just move down into the bottom of the BART stations or into the entrances.
Trains.
Right. That's the second part, is that they started moving the stations and then they started getting on the trains. So what they're saying is, you know, San Francisco, you're spending $300 million a year for the homeless. What are you coming after us for and asking for money? Because BART has to pay San Francisco to get the help. And they're saying, come on, you know, why are we having to pay? These stations are in your jurisdiction. Do something. They also want Alameda to pony up more. But the second part of it is actually, as Stan said, it moves on to the train. And BART wasn't even aware, or it didn't care, or at least the board of directors didn't until the last couple of years about what was going on the trains, until ridership started dropping. It's dropped 8%. It's costing them money. And this new board of directors is saying what's going on. But it's been going on for years.
Tricky thing to unravel, because you've had so many things happening at once. You've had expanded ferry service. You've had Uber and Lyft. You have changing patterns. So there's that. Even if you didn't have this whole homeless thing going on.
Wait, Stan, it's because I get that, and I brought that up to them. You know, you have this changing patterns, right. But at the same time, you've had more BART stations open.
Right.
You saw 2 years ago a booming commuter service that's starting to drop off. People take BART for longer distances. They don't necessarily take it from town to town, because, like you said, Lyft to Uber. But Stan, you know, BART should be at least flatlining or increasing. It shouldn't be dropping.
Well, again, I mean, you'd have to analyze all this, and it's a hard thing to do. One thing we do know for sure, and this doesn't take Einstein to figure out, get on a BART train these days, and getting onto it and being on it, you're going to see something you don't want to see.
Exactly.
And smell something you don't want to smell.
Right. So Stan and I are talking about the impacts this is happening, but the overall impact is that, you know, a couple of years back, you might remember it, you know, BART had this thing where they were going to spend tens of millions of dollars to basically brighten up their stations. Remember?
Mm-hmm,
all the stations, we're going to brighten up. We're going to put murals up. We're going to put mosaics up. We're going to clean it up. We're going to have more welcoming entrances. So you have new stations and plazas like in Berkeley and other areas in Richmond and stuff that are open and welcoming. Well, also, at the same time, they said, the gates are virtually, you know, porous. So you can just go in and out anytime. And on top of that, the BART board at that time really didn't want to, quote unquote, militarize,
yeah, harden.
Or make it an unwelcoming, or have too heavy a police presence on that, because that was quote unquote distressing to some people. So they didn't want to criminalize anybody for it. So if you don't want to do any of that, you had a very welcoming system. But guess who came on board? And now you don't know what to do with them.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.